Salah and Mane duel in a final. The FA Cup lights up the world and more right here on the World Soccer Report.
It is time for the Rowdies Rundown and World Soccer Report with Buster DeLay as we go over all of what's happening in the world of soccer. And here is your host, Buster DeLay.
And welcome to the World Soccer Report. I will always be my own biggest critic, and I happened to notice that last week I missed one massive transfer, so why not hop straight into some transfer news? Those of you who nitpick this show with your life, I'm just kidding, that's my editor's job. Love and appreciate you, editor. You guys will probably have noticed that Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang did not make my transfer list last time out. The Gabonese star, formerly of Borussia Dortmund, has joined FC Barcelona on a free transfer from Premier League club Arsenal. The Gunners were disappointed in his form, alongside his reluctancy to show up to trainings as the captain. Past that, he's a great player. Barcelona's attacking lineup has been shaped into a whole new monster this transfer window, with players like Ferran Torres, Aubameyang, and Adama Traore all coming in. While I am on the topic of Barcelona, I suppose it's only right to hop into my worldwide game of the week. A tense battle for fourth place and Champions League contention between Atletico Madrid and FC Barcelona was packed full of action. Both teams could use the money the Champions League has to offer, especially Barca. This wild match began with an early spell of Barcelona pressure, yet the first goal fell to Atletico Madrid. A Suarez cross found Yannick Carrasco, who steered it past Marc-Andre Ter Stegen. Only 2 minutes later, Barcelona responded in fashion when a mishit volley turned into gold from Jordi Alba, not to mention a Dani Alves assist. It's good to see those two fullbacks linking up just like the old days. After this, Barcelona went on to be dominant, and their efforts were rewarded 11 minutes after Alba's goal. Gavi it was who headed past Jan Oblak. 2 minutes before halftime, Ronald Araujo bundled home from Ferran Torres' mishit acrobatics to make it 3. Only 4 minutes later, it was 4. Dani Alves, the club legend, swept the ball home to cap off a great performance. Until Luis Suarez headed in from close range against his former employers to make it 4-2. Dani Alves soon committed a reckless tackle, which resulted in a straight red card. Minutes later, Frankie de Jong escaped with only a yellow. Barcelona were straight losing their heads. Through all of this, Xavi's men held on to claim all 3 points, taking them to fourth place in the league and into the Champions League qualification as of right now. Twists, turns, drama, red cards, goals, what a game. Now, on to what you all want to hear about, I'm sure. Who won the battle of the Liverpool wingers? The battle of the two best African forwards in the world, the AFCON final, which featured Sadio Mane representing Senegal and Mohamed Salah representing Egypt. An exciting game. The final began with an early penalty being awarded to Senegal after Mohamed Abdelmanem fouled Sylou Cisse. Sadio Mane stepped up and fired his penalty confidently down the middle. However, goalkeeper Mohamed Abu Gabo was equal to it. A game which ended after 120 minutes at 0-0, both goalkeepers had a lot to do, with Abu Gabo and Champions League winner Edouard Mendy producing game-changing saves. Ultimately, it went to penalties. Egypt were foiled from the spot, yet so were Senegal right after. After both sides missed, Egypt had the decisive penalty. It fell to Mohamed Lachine, who could not finish. The pressure yet again fell to Sadio Mane, and this time he buried it, winning the Africa Cup of Nations. Congratulations to the Senegal national team. In terms of the third place game, the match that determines who will finish third and fourth place in the competition, it was even more exciting. This match was between Burkina Faso and the host country, Cameroon. Burkina Faso were certain to cruise into third place after an early strike from Steve Yago, a howler from Andre Onana after Issa Kabor drilled a cross in, and after striker Jibril Ouattara headed the ball into the back of the net. Somehow, Cameroon managed to finally beat goalkeeper Farid Oudrago, who had the game of his life, as Stéphane Bauken drilled the ball home in the 71st minute. Miraculously, in the 85th and 87th minutes of the game, Vincent Aboubakar scored a brace, sending the game to penalties. Burkina Faso's stellar goalkeeper, Ouedraogo, was injured in the build-up to Cameroon's third goal, meaning substitute goalkeeper Aboubakar Sawadogo had to take on the task of facing Cameroon's penalties. The shootout was routine and very back and forth, until Blighty Touré missed his penalty. After one more round, the decisive spot kick fell to Ambrose Oyongo, who scored to secure third place for Cameroon in a come-from-behind victory. Now, onto the FA Cup in England. Personally, this may just be my favorite competition in all of the game. Basically, it gives teams from all divisions, non-league to professional, in England the chance to face top teams on an equal playing field. All of the games from the recent round were extremely entertaining, but here are some of the best in my opinion. Number 1, Chelsea vs. Plymouth. Plymouth Argyle currently sit 8th in the EFL League 1 in the third tier of the English game. Chelsea, on the other hand, are the current European champions. The Argyle took an early lead through Macaulay Gillespie, then played some of the best defense the world has ever seen. However, they just couldn't hold on until penalties, as the two Spanish fullbacks of Chelsea, captains Cesar Azpilicueta and Marcus Alonso, provided the game-winning goals. Kepa Arrizabalaga saved a penalty in the dying moments to preserve the near upset. Number 2, Manchester United vs. Middlesbrough. This one could have been all different if United took their chances. Ronaldo missed a penalty and Bruno Fernandes missed from close range later in the game, keeping the score at 1-1 against the Championship side, which is the second tier in English soccer. To be fair, Burrow's goal was a blatant handball while Sancho's was legal, but hey, all's fair in love and war. Manchester United lost this contest on penalties after youngster Anthony Elanga missed the vital pen. Number 3, West Ham vs. Kidderminster Harriers. This was the most emotional game, besides the comeback win the Rowdies staged against Louisville, I have ever seen. West Ham are a comfortable Premier League team, and the Harriers are a non-league team, playing just a tier or two above hashtag United. They dominated the whole game. They took the lead early through Alex Penny. They then proceeded to defend well and attack competently. The quality just got to them, however, as Declan Rice crushed them with an equalizer in the 91st minute. In extra time, it looked for the world that they would force it to penalties until Jared Bowen tapped in a 121st minute winner. Heartbreak for Kidderminster Harriers, however, the entire world will look to them to seek inspiration as the underdogs. Some honorable mentions I wanted to mention. Leicester City were pummeled by Nottingham Forest, who were unstoppable. Liverpool thrashed Cardiff, who did score a lovely counterattack goal. However, after a long and painful recovery from injury, Harvey Elliott scored the goal that secured the game. Finally, Frank Lampard's Everton have liftoff as they defeated Brentford 4-1, featuring a brilliant goal from Ford Richarlison. I cannot forget to mention the non-league side that did defeat a higher tier side in the Championship's Bournemouth. The fifth tier side, Boreham Wood, defeated a Bournemouth side that was really lacking in their spark in the first half by 1-0. This historic goal was scored by midfielder Mark Ricketts. To round this jam-packed episode off, how about some more transfer news? Nicolas Soule has made a surprising free transfer to Borussia Dortmund from rivals Bayern Munich. This is the exact same move Mats Hummels made a few years back, and boy was it a good one. Jean-Philippe Mateta has made his move from Mainz to Crystal Palace permanent. Toronto's Jefferson Soteldo has moved to Tigres in the Liga MX, presumably to make space for Lorenzo Insigne. The Euro 2020 champion and absolute baller will join from Napoli. Ronaldo has transferred from Lille to Atletico Madrid and has already played in the Worldwide Game of the Week. Daniel Byrne has joined Newcastle from Brighton, and Todd Cantwell joins Bournemouth from Norwich. Cantwell is still young and very talented. I would like to see a top 4 or 5 team move for him in the near future. US men's national team right back DeAndre Yedlin has joined Inter Miami from Galatasaray. Finally, João Cancelo has extended his contract at Manchester City until 2027. He has been breathtaking as of recent, and I think this is a great piece of business by Manchester City. Be sure to check out my Instagram account. at World Soccer Report. That's at symbol World Soccer Report. All one word. And if you were listening on the radio, be sure to check out my Spotify show archives by searching up on Spotify, The World Soccer Report, not all one word. Thank you for listening, and as always, thank you to Radio St. Pete Online for being my home base here on the show. This has been The World Soccer Report, and I'll see you at the game.